It is time for the Christmas holiday edition of Sporting a Cause, just after 10 o'clock on this Sunday morning. Coming up next week, of course, is Christmas. We're in the holiday season, and I know he's got, look at that, he's got his Santa Claus hat on. He's Willie Hallahan. He's the person that hosts SportingACause.com and also blogs there and gives us all the information on the upcoming events that are all sports-related and fundraisers. So we say good morning and happy holidays to you, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. Happy holidays to you, too. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 ho. All right, and we even have, for the first time in a couple of years, it looks like there's going to be plenty of snow on the ground for Christmas, and also for the trees that are lit up along Salisbury and Sharon and Lakeville. So it's kind of a nice surprise.
It is, and I noticed those trees. They're gorgeous lit up, and then when there's snow in amongst the branches, it's perfect. Yep. Winter at its best.
Well, let's start off with some of the stuff that we want to talk about.
Sure. This past Thursday, the White Hart Inn hosted its annual Chicken Pot Pie Dinner fundraiser for Swassa. And, of course, this year the dinner was takeout instead of in-house because of the pandemic. And it ended up being very successful. It's probably one of the few events, I would say, that did better under pandemic conditions than in normal years. Typically, they would have sold 50 dinners. Sometimes they had trouble reaching that goal. And this year they passed the 50-dinner mark days before the event and ended up stopping at 90. So that's a bright spot in what has been, I would say, a largely mediocre fundraising year. Today, the winter solstice hike at People's State Forest in Barkhamsted is taking place. That's going to be at 1:30. There's a time you can walk there anytime, but this will be a guided walk if you want. It's free, and please bring a mask. And by the way, Marshall, not every event on my website is necessarily a fundraiser. I've spoken of this before. If the event, like this winter solstice hike, is meant to increase awareness, which it is, it's meant to bring awareness to the state forest preserves, then it qualifies. And as you know, you live in the nonprofit world. Awareness can be as important as donations, sometimes more so. The Litchfield Morris Rotary Club and the Bantam Lake Protective Association have joined forces for a new event this year. They're looking for 50 people to solicit pledges and then jump through a hole in the ice in Bantam Lake this February. The proceeds will benefit the Lake Association's work to protect Bantam Lake. Both of these organizations have long-term fundraisers that were canceled this year because of the pandemic. The Rotary Club lost their golf tournament, and the Bantam Lake people had to cancel their 5K race. So this is this will be an effort to try to recoup some of what they lost by losing their events. And by the way, Marshall, I think I've spoken of this before, but Special Olympics owns the names Polar Plunge and Polar Bear Plunge. So if you're looking to organize a jumping into cold water event, you have to call it something different. These folks are billing their event as Freezing for a Reason. And good luck with that. I'll be speaking of that more as they get closer to it. It makes me shudder just to think of these events. Jumping ahead to January 1st and 2nd, Salisbury Winter Sports Association will be hosting its Junior Jump Camp again. It's certainly going to have a new look this year because of the pandemic. Masks, of course, will be mandatory, and social distancing will be required. There'll be no gathering in the Birdhouse building, for example, for lunch or to change. To get the details, you can email Ken Barker at kennethsbarker@gmail.com. You can go to my website, Exploring the Cause, and get that email address if you didn't capture it just now. Also, on January 1st, America's State Parks First Day Hikes. This is a national effort to get people outdoors and to bring, again, awareness to the state park systems. Just an example of how much is going on with this first day program, there's a Litchfield first day hikes. Litchfield Litchfield, town of Litchfield, has an embarrassment of riches when it comes to their natural resources. They've got all kinds of places like the White Memorial Foundation, conservation area. There's an Audubon place, their land trusts, their hiking trails. They got all kinds of stuff going on. They have 10 events just in their town on New Year's Day. Some are guided, some are self-guided. I've listed links of all the Litchfield hikes, and I've also provided links to the New York state, Massachusetts, and Connecticut state park sites, so people can find out what's going on there. And that pretty much takes us to the end of 2020, Marshall. Ushers in 2021, and that's the date we've all been waiting for.
Yeah, it, and even though there's not supposed to be a crowd in Times Square, it'll be very interesting to see, because they are going to do the ball drop and things like that to usher in the new year. And boy, you know, but what you're talking about your fundraisers, we found out the same thing here. We normally do a couple of fundraisers a year via Facebook, and Facebook also matches those donations somehow. And every year we set a goal of two or three times a year of $2,000, that's all. Well, we've never actually totally reached the $2,000 each time. This year, $2,700 came in within about 5 days.
Nice.
So we shut it down then, so other people could do it. So I can tell you that it is a combination of the pandemic and people really appreciating what groups like Salisbury Winter Sports Association and other nonprofits do. And it seems they dug a little deeper in these type of giving chances. And who knows, you know, maybe he'll do this next year as a takeout event, because, you know, to increase by 40 is absolutely staggering, and that shows the incredible support that SWASA has.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess if there is a silver lining in this past year, it may be an increased empathy for, you know, by all of us about the plights of our fellow nonprofits and the work they're doing and the struggles that they all have. And you know, we can always use a little more empathy.
And now, just very quickly, we're not that far off, really, from Jump Fest.
That's right. That's the 12th, 13th, and 14th of February. We're still planning on doing it. We're, in fact, even since the snowstorm, we've been making snow. We make snow at every opportunity, every time the temperature drops low enough, because we've learned from experience that the weather can warm and we can lose what we've made, or at least part of it, so we stockpile it, make it a big, huge mountain of snow, and then move it around when we need to. But all systems are go. I mean, everything, there's no such thing as a sure thing anymore, Marshall, as you know, so we'll be mindful of changing dynamics, things that are hopefully getting better, but you never know. And we'll make accommodations to try to make it as safe as possible. But we're all systems go for Jump Fest.
All right. Well, once again, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Willie. The next time we speak to you, we'll be leading up to that new year.
Yes, we will, Marshall. Happy holidays to you and all your listeners, however you choose to enjoy and celebrate them.
And, of course, you can find Sporting a Cause at sportingacause.com. That's sportingacause.com.